Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and we hope it's treating you good. Terry and James here with you at 8:04 on the clock. We are joined now by our great friend, Mr. Paul Trombley from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning, Paul. Oh, Paul, are you there?
Yes, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Paul. How are you?
Doing well. How is your Friday going?
Doing good over here. What has Mother Nature got in store for us this weekend?
Yeah, not the greatest weekend forecast I've given.
Yeah. Setting the bar low today.
That's all right. That's all right.
Yeah, exactly. And, it's going to be a good weekend for maybe some movies or binge watching
a favorite TV show
or something.
Yeah. Good spin.
See, you just gave permission for laziness.
Yes,
that's fabulous.
Nicely done, Paul.
Every once in a while, we got to have a day like
that.
Yeah,
yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. So this gives the excuse for that.
There we go.
Blame it on
Paul.
Yeah. But it's going to be a kind of a showery period here the next couple of days, and maybe snow showery, unfortunately, too, with some of these falling temps that we'll see as we get into Saturday night, late into Sunday, may get cold enough for some of the rain showers to even turn over to some snow showers at times here, or a little sleet on that Sunday night time frame. So not an ideal last weekend of April here by any means, but it looks like we'll stay with the cloudy skies today. Still mild out there today with upper 60s. We do see some sunny breaks as well out there as we head through the day, but also a couple showers possible later on mainly. And then tonight that starts to move in more our direction. Lows at 41 tonight with the rain showers expected late and then more showers on Saturday. Mid-40s, northwest winds 10 to 15. Rain showers Saturday night, 34, maybe some sleet and snow mixing in towards early morning Sunday. And then we could see the rain showers, maybe even as some snow or sleet into the day on Sunday. Highs at 44. Not expecting any accumulations, but if you're getting up further north across the state, especially the kind of the Rhinelander corridor, maybe some of the snow accumulations up that way to see it stick a bit more in that direction. 44 on Sunday as the northwest winds become gusty at 15 to 30. Sunday night, rain or snow showers turning to snow shower chances, 34. And then scattered rain showers Monday, maybe some snow or sleet still mixed in into the start of the day, a high at 47. And then 36 Monday night, clouds on Tuesday, made some breaks in them as well, 53 for the high. Better weather by Wednesday and Thursday, 60 with some sun Wednesday, mid-60s Thursday, and an isolated shower chance. But otherwise, things do shape up in a better way here by the middle of next week. But definitely a less than ideal last weekend of April to give it a push in May with here.
We finished strong, though. You finished strong, Paul. You gave us some good stuff.
I was wondering how many days you were going to have to go forward before you got to something good.
I do like the idea on April Fool's Day, though. Paul just keeps going. And next month, we just make it like a 20-minute bit, because he's got that kind of time.
Exactly. And then in late May and early June.
Yes. you are the best, Paul. We appreciate you. Have a great weekend, sir.
Yep, you guys too.
See ya.
See ya. Best in the business right there. Why would you ever want to take away live weather updates?
Exactly.
This is fantastic.
I just love it because it's just like, okay, and then, because today's Friday, right?
Yes,
and then on
yes.
Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday.
He's so good, but he gets going sometimes. And I'm like, wait a minute, is he going to stop?
I love it. No, that's all
great.
Good. I love it.
Love it. Love it. Cannot get enough of it. I'd talk to him every hour on the hour if we could. Big thank you to our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center. Terry and I got a lot to do this hour, though. So we did have to say goodbye to Paul, because in a little bit, we got Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. We got to get to an update from Melissa's News. And after that, we're going to make you a star of the day with our friends from Culver's. Terry and I are going to play a famous TV theme song. You call up, get the answer right. Just like that, you win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's. Got a dinner covered for you this weekend, and not just any dinner, an amazing dinner from Culver's. Sounds really good right now.
And according to Paul, we're going to watch that in front of TV, right?
Yes,
so even better.
It is a chill night. Yes, that is for sure. If you're feuding with a neighbor, that might be even more reason to stay inside. I don't know. So there are two ways to use this list, for good or for evil. Someone polled people to find the most annoying things a neighbor can do, and here are the top 10. So I would say that if you are doing any of these things, it's a good idea. Whoa, I didn't maybe didn't realize you were doing it. Maybe it's a nice, you know, eye-opener and everything.
If you're doing it to poke the bear.
Yes, there is that other side of it and everything. Which to that, I would say karma. You don't have to believe in karma. Karma believes in you. I have seen way too often in my life that things come back around. No matter how long it takes, it always comes back around. You do something negative, you put that into the universe, it comes back to you. It's not a hippy-dippy thing. That's just science to me. That's just the way of the universe. I've seen it way too much to not believe in it. So I will say that if you do incorporate any of these things and they seem like a good idea, just wait. There's this little thing called revenge. So I don't know how much I'd go too far into these. Inappropriate parking is the number one thing on this list, like blocking their driveway or snagging the best spot in front of their place. This is obviously more of an apartment building thing, that kind of stuff.
Or maybe city,
yes,
right?
City
parking. So are you obligated? Okay. If there's a spot right in front of your neighbor's house, are you obligated to leave that? I don't know. I live in the country. I've lived in the city for like a hot second.
I don't think it would be a bad idea to talk it over. We don't talk enough, period, with neighbors, with people in general. Here's a great opportunity to not only get to know your neighbor, but to find out, hey, are they going to mind me parking there? It takes you. Is it awkward? Is it uncomfortable? Yes. That's life. Get over it. We avoid awkward situations way too much just for the simple fact of we don't want to be bothered. Get over it. It's life. All of life is awkward. All of life is weird. Come on.
But is the spot in front of your house yours?
That I don't know. Well, yeah, that's.
I mean,
that's
legally,
a city
it's not
thing.
Right.
Yes,
I mean,
right.
So it's just literally an etiquette thing.
It's
which,
an etiquette,
which I get.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, it's kind of like, does it have to even be a thing?
Yeah. No. I imagine it doesn't. I imagine, you know, probably doesn't, especially in some areas.
Like I said, it doesn't affect me directly.
We have my parents have lived in their house for over 20 years, and there are neighbors that sometimes park on my parents' side of the street. I've never heard them say a word about it. I've never heard one complaint from them about it. So I don't think it's that big of a deal to my parents.
Too, like if you're having, you know, you're having company or guests over, yeah, right? Then, and they need to park on the street, then they would park anywhere. But if this is just like my personal car, mm-hmm, and I park it in that same spot every single day, then yeah, maybe you could. I don't know.
It's one of those ones I think you want to find out more. Ask about blasting music. Yeah. Nobody likes that. Nobody likes that. Yeah.
You never play your music loud.
Absolutely. But I never play it loud enough to where you can hear it probably outside of the house. Like, that's when you know it's too loud. That's when you know your TV or your... And again, we live in a society. If you don't want to deal with this, there are options. Go find a house in the woods. Go find a cave up in the mountains or something like that. Pull yourself away from society. Otherwise, get along.
Yeah.
Get along,
yeah,
for God's
sure.
sake. Work with this and everything. You would want them to do it for you. You would want them to, if you're blasting your music, you can't get bent out of shape if they start blasting their TV or something like that.
Or if you're
that.
In like a multi-unit building.
Yeah.
You know, I would think walls are thin. Yes.
Yeah. Letting dogs bark all day. This is a tougher one, I believe, because dogs bark. And it's kind of what they do. And they don't have a whole lot of other ways of
communicating. And does anyone want their dog barking all day? Probably not.
No. The person that's that has the dog barking, I guarantee you almost.
Could be as frustrated as the neighbor.
Yeah. This is one of those things that if you I think you do your best with this. I think there are a lot of options nowadays, thankfully, for barking dogs. Do me a favor with this one. Don't get mad at the dog. The dog is just being a dog. You might as well, that's like the dog getting mad at you for breathing. Like, or loving your sports team or whatever you like to do as a human being and everything. Like, that's ridiculous. It's one of the silliest things I've ever heard of is getting mad at a dog for being a dog. Like, even if it's not your dog. Like, I'm sorry. Like, again, you live in a society. It's not about you. We've had so much personalized in life and so many different things from going back to when you get a letter in the mail from Publishers Clearing House and it would have your name wrong. And like, oh, you know, and to nowadays where every email you get is addressed to James Maloff and they misspell my last name or something like that. Like, everything is so direct and personal. I want it now. I can't wait for anything. Like, for the love of God, get over your yourself. Like, you live in a world. You live in a society. It ain't just about you.
So now, though, you maybe don't have a great day, right?
Mm-hmm.
You get home. You approach. There's a car in your spot.
Yeah, yeah.
The music is loud and yes. The dog is barking. I mean, yes. I can see that maybe you need a little break from your life.
And we're not even at, like, through the
top we're not even at the hard stuff.
We're, okay. We got 10 of these.
Oh,
like, yeah.
Perfect.
Lots of shouting or being loud in general, I think similar to the other things we've said. Letting kids be as noisy as they want. Again, kids are, you know, they bark. They make noises. That's what kids do. It's a little hard to get too mad about something like that. There's obviously extremes that obviously there are those with any of these subjects. If you are letting it, if a dog is barking like literally like all day, there could be something wrong, or that dog is not being taken care of possibly.
Absolutely,
or something.
Yes.
If a child is making noise all day or something like that, I'm a little worrisome, maybe.
You know, so we're in the country, and our neighbors are distant. You know what I mean? Like, neighbors are a ways away. And it is kind of – I love it when I can hear kids. You know, if all of a sudden I can hear, like, kids laughing or whatever, but then there will be the occasional parent yelling.
Yeah.
And I'm like, they are a quarter mile away, and I can hear them bellering at their kids.
Yeah. That's something.
They better run.
You ever hear something like that and you sit upright?
Yeah, and you're like, whoa, what is happening?
What am I doing? I'm an adult. They're not my mom. But there are some women, especially as a kid. I don't care how this sounds. I've got too many friends that would agree with me. In our neighborhood, a black woman, like her voice, that there were certain tones that you'd hear them, and immediately I would like sit upright. Like, they weren't even my mom or dad or anything like that. I'd immediately be like, okay, yes. You better act right. Throwing loud parties. Yeah, obviously.
Yeah, that's irritating.
That's a big one. I think with that, now, we've had actually neighbors come to us and say, hey, we're having a big party over here. They're across the street or something, letting us know. I always thought that was kind of cool. And this is one of the things that I do actually kind of, it feels weird to say, but that I miss about the projects, that I miss about living in a high rise and stuff. We knew our neighbors.
Yeah.
We all knew each other.
That's what I was going to say. If you're going to have a party, invite the neighbors.
That's what we do.
Yeah.
One of the coolest things I was a part of, because poor people know how to party. Like, they know how to have a good time when you get a chance to, when you finally get an opportunity to. We would, because we were friends with the families on our second floor, so everybody would open their doors, and we'd just kind of, like, mingle in the hallways and talking and everything. There'd be music playing and stuff. It wasn't anything too crazy, but it was fun. It was cool. I like that one, but I do think that it's a good idea to, you know, talk to your neighbors. Again, you'd want them to do it for you. Slamming doors. Yeah, that's a rough one. That's a rough one that can get annoying really quick. There's also wind. and the worst is when a door slams and you didn't mean for it to.
And it startles you.
Yeah.
It's your door. Yeah.
Or say you just, it's not even an argument, but you have like maybe not a great conversation with somebody and you're leaving and the wind like slams the door and you feel like, well, do I go back and tell them I didn't mean to do that?
I didn't really do that?
Or do I just kind of go with it? I'm just going to go. I'm just going to keep walking.
Let it ride.
Yeah, just let it ride. Turning your TV up so loud they can hear it. Yeah, that ain't good for your hearing, and that ain't good for, you know, the neighbors and everything.
Yeah.
That's a dangerous one for you. As somebody who is very worrisome about losing my hearing and everything, I will say that is not one that I would push. And that's not even about the neighbors as much as it is your own health. Letting your place look like junk. That includes not mowing your lawn or having like multiple vehicles that haven't worked since the 50s in your yard. But again, this is part of society. This is part of what we have. We have neighborhood ordinances. We have, certain places you have to, you can't have a fence so high or that sort of thing. There's a line in the sand, because if you own that land, I believe that there are certain things you should be able to do. Yes, it's your God-given, you know, your American right to have those flags or to have that, that beat up pickup that you're never going to fix, but you keep telling people you're going to do it, but you're never actually going to do it, like in your front yard, like that kind of stuff. That's your house. That's your property and everything. But again, think about what your neighbors, like if they did some of these things, would you like that? Would you be okay with it? I don't see any harm in upkeep. My brain doesn't work good with messes. It doesn't handle it very well. I don't like it. And any chance I can not be around it or to fix a mess, I just do it. I don't even care if it's my job or anything like that. I'll clean up around here. There's stuff like that. It's the way my brain works, but I know for a fact that most people appreciate that. Most people want to live in a place like that or work in a place like that.
I agree. I don't like that.
Life is chaos enough. I don't want my table to look that way. I don't want my apartment to look that way or my bedroom or anything like that. There's enough chaos in the world.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not picking up your dog's junk when you take them for walks. You got a dog. This is part of the gig. If you have a dog, part of the gig is they are going to love you unconditionally. They're going to treat you great and all this, and they you have to pick up after them.
But have you ever seen someone do that where they don't think anybody's looking, or they're like looking around and then they kind of like kick it over or whatever? And I'm just like, really, you know, just pick it up.
In DeKalb, where I used to live in Illinois, they have like just 1,000 parks in that area, and they're all cool. And I was with my dog Gonzo. I'm checking out some of these places, and there was this one really far away, and I take Gonzo on the summer day for a nice long walk, and we get there, and it's adamant to me to always have bags on me. I don't leave the house unless I got those little baggies on me. So I've got them tied to the leash and stuff, and there was a person in front of me. And they didn't look behind them, and they didn't think anybody saw them. And they just kept walking. And I'm like, man, that jerk and all that. And I keep walking. And then as I'm walking, somebody sees that on the ground and thinks it's me. And because I'm younger than this person and everything, they immediately start like talking down to me and all that. And I'll never forget this. I just hold up the bags, and one of the bags was full and everything. And I'm like, what do you think I'm doing with this? Why would I be walking around with this but not pick that up? The policing of that is a little bit too much too sometimes. Like, people should have some personal responsibility, have some pride in the world you live in, have some pride in your community and your neighborhood. Pick up after your dang dogs, you know? It ain't that hard. It ain't that difficult. If you don't want to, don't have a dog.
Right. Or I don't know. I've just seen it where somebody might pick up if they're on someone's personal property, you know, like if you're on a walk, but when you get to like a business property or a public property, then they think they don't have to.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah.
Why?
You know, there is a section of society that can get away with this as far as, yeah, but I want it. Okay, but that's not good. Yeah, but I want it. Yeah, but you can't have it. Yeah, but I want it. Children can do this. If you are under the age of 5, you can get away with that attitude, that behavior and everything. Although we barely put it up with it with them, especially by the time they get to 5. That's it. End of list. Anybody else in society, get along, act your age.
And pick up the poop.
Pick up the dang poop. And stick around for our Misty's Betty Birthday Anniversary Club. It's coming up right here on The Morning Show at WFHR, locally grown radio. It's time for Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. We encourage you to treat your... Excuse me. I knew that was going to happen.
I didn't know what happened. I was looking down.
I took a drink of coffee and it went down the wrong pipe. Okay. And I'm like, I got 30 seconds. I can get this through my throat by then. What's the worst that could happen? It's not like I'm going to make a fool of myself on the air or anything like that.
I was seriously looking to see if I had any birthdays on my phone, and all of a sudden you're just gone. And I'm like, wait.
I would love to know how that's... I got to listen to the podcast, because I imagine that sounded like somebody just like immediately like pulled my mic or something like that.
You out through the window, or what's going on here?
It's time to do some celebrating with our good friends at Misty... Misty's Menu. Joke. I'm just kidding.
Act it off.
Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open right now till 2. Open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, thank the gang for us. Wish them a great day from all of us here at WFHR. And, of course, if you're celebrating a birthday today, Saturday, Sunday, anytime coming up, get on over to Misty's. Let them know it's your birthday. You get a free slice of one of Brian's pies.
And it is Blueberry Pie Day today, so just throwing that out there.
Yes, keep that in mind and get on over to Misty's. Enjoy. Have fun, everybody. We have quite the list this weekend, Terry. I don't know how much time we're going to have for celebrity birthdays, actually.
Awesome.
I love it. Yeah, happy about this. We've got 3 possible qualifiers today and 3 tomorrow and then 2 on Sunday.
Okay.
So give me a 1 through 3.
We're doing 3, 2, 1.
3 and 2. And there we go. That gives us our qualifiers. Perfect. So we can get right into the celebrating. And first up, we want to wish a very happy birthday to April Johnson.
Happy birthday, April.
Enjoy your day, April. Hope it's a great one for you. And then Nicole Williams.
Happy birthday, Nicole.
Nicole, we hope you enjoy your day. Have a great one. Nicole spells her name Nicole with a H in there like my cousin did. I don't see that very often. I like that. Have a great birthday, Nicole. And our qualifiers today celebrating their 39th anniversary, Rick and Diane Smith.
Happy anniversary.
We wish you guys a great 39th. That's a beautiful one. That's a nice one. 39, that's a great anniversary right there. Rick and Diane, enjoy your anniversary. You're our qualifiers for today. Then we look at Saturday, where we have only really one possible qualifier, to be fair. But we do have a couple of names to mention. I do want to mention my Aunt Sandy. She is my mom's youngest sister. My Aunt Sandy growing up was more like a big sister to me than an aunt. Just looked out for me, was really cool to me, treated me really well. And when her and my uncle moved to Cleveland, they invited me to stay there for a couple months, and I took a plane. I was like 16, took a plane out there out of Milwaukee. It's the first time I ever flew, and it just was a big experience for me. It was a big game changer for me doing all that, and she's always treated me so good. She's a great mom, great aunt, great human being. Enjoy your day, Aunt Sandy. And we want to wish a very special big number 4 to Quinn. Quinn is Laura's youngest daughter, Melissa's old roommate and everything. I've gotten to know Quinn a little bit, and she is just the most amazing little human being ever. Quinn's favorite animal in the world are dodos. She loves dodos. In fact, the other day she told me, somebody's trying to bring dodos back, because the scientists tried to bring them back and everything. I was walking with her and Laura, and was Melissa there? I'm not sure. Anyway, we were walking into a store, and it's the first time I've done something like that with them, and I haven't held the little kid's hand since my children were little. So I go down to reach for her hand, and I was a little nervous because I don't know her, them, that, all that well and everything, and I'm just trying to be polite and stuff, and she reaches and grabs my hand. I look down at her. I'm like, all right, yeah, I got you. I got your 6, because that's what my dad and my pop would always say to me, military family, that kind of thing. She looks up to me, serious as can be. I'm 3.
It's like, duh.
Yeah, like, what do you mean 6? I'm 3. Like,
I could maybe pass for 4, but
one of the cooler
6.
Imaginations
that's
and
awesome.
Just a wonderful little human
Happy
being.
Happy birthday.
Enjoy your day, Quinn. We also want to wish a happy anniversary to our qualifiers, Terry, celebrating number 50.
Awesome.
Bob and Jean Hafferman.
Happy birthday.
Happy anniversary.
Oh, happy anniversary. Yeah, sorry. I was thrown by that for a minute because I didn't realize it was their anniversary. That's my sister's in-laws.
Oh, really?
But I didn't realize it was they were doing 50 this year. So that's why I'm like, funny. Wait a minute, what?
Oh, that's even funnier now that they qualified. That's funny. That's awesome. Gold is the 50th anniversary. I didn't know that. Gold.
Yep. Hope you got some good jewelry there, Grandpa Bob.
Bob, Jean, enjoy. And congratulations on 50.
Happy anniversary.
That's beautiful. That is beautiful. And then on Sunday, we want to wish a happy birthday to Nikita Lynn. Nikki Latola, our old friend from the Weather Eye Weather Center.
Oh, fun. Happy birthday.
Nikki's amazing. Nikki's doing great things. She's a mom now, got married and all
and
that.
She's the big hockey fan, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
I was thinking that was Nikki.
Every once in a while, we still talk about it and everything. She asks how things are here, how Pam's doing and stuff, and gives me a hard time about the Blackhawks. Yes. Every once in a while. Yes. Especially this year. She's wonderful, though. And one of my favorite people I've met in this industry. Just a great
very
human
cool.
being. Have a great day, Nikki. And we want to wish a happy birthday to our qualifier on Sunday, Joel Davis.
Happy birthday.
Joel, enjoy your day. We hope it's a great one for you. We want you all to get us more birthdays and anniversaries. Send them to info@wfhr.com or james.maloff@civicmedia.us. Of course, you can send it direct message us on Facebook as well. Just type in your search bar, WFHR, like the page, send it to us.
Drop off a note.
Yes, you can do that too.
Paper airplane.
Couple of great actresses show up on our list right away for today's celebrity birthdays. Jessica Alba is 42. She was on Dark Angel, The Fantastic Four, Sin City movies. She is the founder of The Honest Company, a $1 billion business that makes ethical, non-toxic household products.
I like her.
I do too.
Yeah.
And you think of pivots in your career. She didn't like the way that she was getting cast. She didn't like the fact that she wasn't getting opportunities at certain roles. And... I think was getting a little tired of the game. Loves acting, but you can act at community theaters. You can find other ways to act. You don't have to do it, and especially once you've made a good chunk of change. Why not? Well, I don't think it's such a bad idea.
And if you're over some of all the other stuff.
Absolutely. I don't even have a blink of the career she has, and I get tired of some of the stuff and everything. I can't imagine being a woman and being sexualized the way she is, and almost all women are in their careers, and how that can get old. And then what a pivot to go from that to being a billionaire with a billion dollars. Like, good honor.
I don't know. I've something about her I've always liked.
Me too. Yeah, I was a fan of her as an actor, and I've liked everything I've seen in her in interviews. And then Penelope Cruz is 49 today. I wanted to double check and see, because she's very similar to Jessica Alba. We haven't seen much of her in recent years. I want to say 2021, she was in a movie, but it was not a big role. She just kind of is very picky about the roles she takes now, and I think that's really cool. She's gotten to a point in her
career
where she can.
Right?
Yeah. Jonathan and Drew Scott are 45, the Property Brothers.
Oh, yeah. That's a HGTV.
Okay. All right.
One is like on the real estate side of it, and then the other one does like a lot of the reno stuff. Mm.
Some of those shows I watch,
I've seen that one a few times. I don't mind it. It's maybe because it's a half hour show instead of an hour.
I'm with you on that. Yes, especially shows like that. I like it in and out. Yeah,
but it is interesting to see the different kind of perspectives of the purchasing or selling aspect versus the let's make updates and renovate kind of aspect.
Yeah. Bridget Moynihan is 52. Tom Selleck's daughter, Erin, on Blue Bloods. She's also the supermodel who was with Tom Brady, married Tom Brady for a long time, and acted in a bunch of other stuff, too. John Daly is 57, golfer. He's lost $55 million on gambling, he says. But John Daly, one of the more original golfers of all time. You definitely haven't seen a lot of golfers like John Daly, and a good golfer, too, I should mention. Let's see here. And Margaret is 82 today. Wonderful. Old school beauty. She was with Elvis in Viva Las Vegas. She was in Tommy. Of course, I think a lot of us remember her from Grumpy Old Men.
Oh, yeah.
The love interest in Grumpy Old Men. The love triangle of that and everything. Obviously, Lemon and Matthau are greats. They are legends, and their chemistry is legendary. And they are the reason that makes those movies. It's not the same without Anne Margaret.
I completely agree.
Her comedic style and her I love her like half smile, like when she's just kind of like giving
like
it
that smirk.
Yeah.
I agree. It. It's awesome. I think the other person from those movies is Jack Lemmon's dad.
Jack Lemmon's dad. Yes.
I can't think of what his name is, but you know what I mean. Like that's an all star cast.
That is
amazing. I always thought that was cool, but honestly, her and Margaret and the other lady, and I can't think of her name either, that surfaced in the second movie.
Hannah?
That's the daughter. But
right.
But Walter Matthau's wife.
Yes.
But you know what I mean? Like, they knocked it out of the park with that cast.
Sophia Loren. Sophia, the great Sophia Loren, I had a crush on literally her whole life. Like, in her 80s, I still had a crush on her.
Yeah. Yes. It just was.
Ossie Davis was
in good.
It. Burgess Meredith. Burgess Meredith, Rocky, all that stuff.
Uh-huh.
That's what I had. I had to actually go to Rocky.
Go to Rocky to figure it out. Yeah.
Rock. Harper Lee would have been born. Was born on this day. Would have been celebrating her birthday. Born in 1926. Passed away in 2016. Pulitzer Prize winner, author of To Kill a Mockingbird, which was her first and only novel. The supposed sequel, Ghost Said a Watchman, was actually written first and was more of an early draft of Mockingbird. Lee supposedly never wanted it published, and someone may have taken advantage of her in her old age to get it out there. I love Harper Lee. I am, if I would have given anything to be able to tell her thank you, because one of the greatest roles I will ever play is playing Sheriff Heck Tate in To Kill a Mockingbird. I just thinking about it gives me goosebumps. I didn't understand in the early aughts, 2009, 2010, when we did this, how important that play still was. So her work just is legend to me.
Oh, yeah. The depth of her message is remarkable.
I've heard so many people say similar stories to this, that she was taken advantage of at her old age. I've never read To Ghost Set a Watchman because of that, and I don't know if I will.
I want to, in part,
because of her work, and at the same time, it's like, that's cringy to me.
It very much so, because if that was her desire, it never should have
Yeah, yeah.
It's, you know, not, shame on whoever thought that they could make that decision.
Art's a weird thing because I genuinely believe that once, as an artist, one of the things you sign up for is, okay, I create this piece of art and I'm willing to put it out into the world. That's cool. And you can make money off of that and fame and all those things. But people can also use these things. People can also make interpretations out of them as they will. That's art. That's you know, it ceases to be yours once it's out there. However, I am a little different when it comes to a writer writing their own music and owning their own music and those things. I think that's a different
story.
Yeah,
because it sounds like she didn't put it out there. She didn't want it published.
Right, so if she chose not to have this out there, it should never have seen the light of day.
Yeah, and that's too bad.
Unfortunately, a lot of people, too, don't know that part of the story, and they read that book, and they're like, well, this isn't very good, and they judge kind of her work on this and everything. There's a reason it wasn't very good. It wasn't Harper. It was a lot of editors putting the pieces together.
And not intended for that purpose.
Notes of hers.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a shame. And that is going to do it for our list for today. We got to get to Melissa's news. But again, want to wish a happy birthday and anniversary to everybody celebrating out there. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's Menu. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. Lights, camera, action. It is time to make somebody a star of the day with our friends from Culver's. What Terry and I are about to do is play a famous TV theme song. You get ready to call 424-2600. Let Terry and I know what TV show theme song this is, or maybe name us one of the actors from the show or something like that. Give us an idea. You know what we're playing, you know, essentially. We're not trying to make this hard on anybody. We wanted to get some free Culver's to you. We do have one requirement. Wait 30 days before winning again. So if you've won something in the past 30 days, we ask you to wait and let somebody else get in line, and you can win some free Culver's next weekend or the weekend after or something like that. So we're going to go ahead and play one for you right now. Get ready to call 424-2600. Let us know what theme song this is. Definitely 80s.
For sure. Oh, and a caller. That was fast.
Here we go. Let's see. Right before they started singing, too. I want to see if we can get this. Let's see. Good morning. What's your answer? Good morning. Are you there? Good morning. Oh, they hung up. Okay. All right. Oh. Go ahead and call right back if you want. And keep on trying, everybody. 424-2600. Let us know what theme song this is.
There we go.
Good morning. What's your answer? Are our phone lines not working?
I know. It lights up and then it looks like it goes away right
away. Yeah. I don't think our phone lines are working. You know, I'm going to try something else here because I am not going
to
let our audience suffer
just answer the
just because
phone,
we're
huh?
having tech. Yeah, I'm going to try to do that. I'm just going to try to answer the phone. So go ahead and keep trying. 424-2600. Go ahead and give us a call back, everybody. I'll just try to literally pick up the phone and answer it. That's what I'll do and see if we can get that call that way. If you know what this is, give us a call, 424-2600.
There we go.
Yeah, all right.
Try one more time.
Yeah, let's see here. Good morning. Can you hear me? Thank you very much for telling me that. Did you want to take a guess on the star of the day? Okay, thanks for trying. Thanks for playing. So the phone lines are working. I just don't think that we can get them connected on air here.
Okay.
But that person, I asked them if they wanted to take a guess, and they did not want free Culver's. They didn't know. That was interesting.
Okay.
But thank you very much for calling and letting us know that the phone lines are working. We greatly appreciate that. Maybe we'll try this again on Monday. How about that? I can't think of a better way to do this.
Well, except I won't be here Monday.
Yeah, that's a shame. That's a shame. And I just gave away the answer. Like, oh, I didn't give it away.
You
but
did?
I mean,
you I don't know, think you
I,
did.
I didn't give it away, but I mean,
we could just go back to the start and try one more time.
How about we try one more time,
here. and then I'll let you do it Monday.
Okay. Let's see. Let's go ahead and see if we can get ourselves a winner here. Get ready to call 424-2600. Try this one more time. Let's see here. Good morning. Do you have an answer?
Is it Full House?
Oh, so close. So close. It's a good guess. Thank you for trying. Thank you for trying. Good guess. And thank you so much, because that means the phones are working. That's awesome. I don't know what was happening there. Let's try this again. Good morning. What's your answer?
Sheboygan Hills, 90210.
Oh, nice. You know what? You're getting it. I'm sorry. Nobody else is calling in. We got to end this segment. You got it, sir. You got it. That's good enough for me. That's a great. That's a list.
Also known as Who's the Boss.
Yes, yes. I read between the lines. That's where he was going with it. Who's the boss? I know our listeners, Terry. This is a listener right here. This is somebody who's a diehard listener. They get it.
That is awesome.
They get the show. Thank you so much for playing, sir. Who do we have on the phone with us?
This is Tyler.
Tyler, thank you so much, man. We appreciate that. Tyler, did you know which one it is? You already won, so it doesn't matter if you know it or not.
No, I had no idea.
So who's the boss?
I thought I'd just get a laugh, you know?
Yeah, and
well,
you
got
you
it.
It pays to make us laugh, Tyler. You just got some free Culvers. Who's the Boss? Final episode aired 8 years ago. 8 years. It aired for 8 years, but it, last episode ended on 1992 on this day. So I thought it was kind of cool to play that, it ending on this day back in the 90s and everything. But I didn't know we'd get a laugh out of it with Tyler. That was great.
Awesome.
Tyler, thank you so much for playing along. Hang on the line. Going to get a little information from you. You're our newest star of the day.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Tyler. We'll take a commercial break. We'll come back, have some more fun here on the morning show. I'm not sure. Terry's the boss.
Sucker for Sheboygan.
I am. Yes, yes. You're so right about this. And just for the record, Terry's the boss around
well,
here. And when she's not, Pam is. We'll take a break, and then it's Steph.
No,
and then
I'll stand second to Pam. Right, I have no problem with that.
We'll be back with more fun on the morning show here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio.
Edie Brickell.
Yeah. I'm not aware of too many things. I know what I know if you know what I mean. Edie Brickell and the New Bohemians, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great band name. That's a good band name. Let's see here. Got a couple things to get to take us to the top of the hour, Terry. Wanted to touch on, again, a shout-out to Tyler in Arkdale. I haven't had a listener in Arkdale win in a while.
That's awesome.
That
great job.
Cool. Appreciate that. Appreciate him playing along and having some fun with us on that one. Be listening next Friday for another chance to win some free Culvers with our Star of the Day. And a big shout-out to our Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. Appreciate the gang over there so much. And we're going to kick off the 9 o'clock hour being joined by Maria Hartley, Miss Wisconsin Rapids. She's got this really cool initiative that she has started. We want to talk with her about that, talk with her how it's been wearing the crown and all that. Should be a really fun conversation. After that, we will get into some fun with some entertainment news. We have Dandy Wright stories, good stories of the day, plenty of good stuff for you to get you ready for your weekend. Right now, if you're a Bed Bath & Beyond diehard fan, maybe find some gloves, start digging around, because you might want to pull these out, pull out those coupons that you might have thrown away or something. You probably heard Bed Bath & Beyond went bankrupt this week. They announced that all of those 20% off coupons people saved for years would officially expire on Tuesday. So they've been worthless for a few days now, except it turns out they're not worthless. Two major retailers announced they'll be accepting them for a limited time, Big Lots and The Container Store.
Oh.
Big Lots will take them until May 7th. You can use them to get 20% off any purchase of $50 or more. That's a pretty good deal. But only in person, not online. And The Container Store will let you use them to get 20% off any single item through May 31st. So you've got a month for that one. Again, it's in-store only.
I don't know The Container Store.
I'd never heard of that one.
And I'm just trying to think. There used to be a Big Lots in Stevens Point,
yeah.
And there's not anymore.
Oh, there isn't?
No,
oh.
That's the Peddler Collective now, like a resale shop.
I didn't realize it's been that long.
But I don't know. For some reason, I feel like there's one in the Wausau area.
Well, it's kind of funny that I was about to say this. I remember there being a number of Big Lots in the area, and then they were just kind of gone. there are certain businesses that I understand the modern world. I understand why in many ways they went bankrupt. Bed Bath & Beyond, they did this thing where they sold their stocks and then they tried to buy them back, but they had to buy them back at a higher cost and et cetera, et cetera. I've already put half the audience to sleep. I don't think it was everything's on Amazon and online now, so that's why they went out of bankrupt. That's not the truth. That's not why they went bankrupt. They mismanaged their company.
And it probably contributed to it,
definitely
though.
Didn't
I mean,
help.
And if
yes.
you're a retailer, if you're, you know, a storefront retailer and you don't do online well, no matter who you are, that's going to affect you for sure. I will tell you, in case people are wondering where they could use those, if they have those coupons, there is not. I did misspeak. It when I just Googled Big Lots near me.
Yeah.
There is one in Appleton, Fond du Lac, La Crosse, Eau Claire, Green Bay. So you have to do a little road trip. And there just so happens to be one in Sheboygan.
Ha! Yes! Sheboygan! Nice.
I mean, that'd be quite a hike, but
it would be
for 20%.
And you get to go to Sheboygan.
You know, hey.
Especially the way some people are about these coupons. Like, I don't care how far I got to go. I'm getting my money's
out. I don't care if I'm using 7 times as much gas.
I get the modern world. I get, you know, a lot of the behind-the-scenes stuff of why they went out of business. But on the surface, it's one of those places where I would have never thought they'd go out of business. You talk about a business that was perfectly designed to fold into the online world. Bed Bath & Beyond was pretty well designed for this. It's a real mismanagement. There's a lot of lessons that other businesses can learn from their failures, from them not being able to stay afloat.
See, and I was never a fan of that store.
Oh, I wasn't either.
There's one in Wausau.
Yeah.
And I don't know why. I don't know if it was too much of the same like stuff in one spot. It was just, to me, it felt cluttered. It was too, there was too much stuff. I don't know. I couldn't
breathe in those places.
I never warmed up to it. I've bought a few things there, but it was never a go-to. You know, it might have just been on a shopping day and, oh, there is one. So then you wander in, but it was never a destination for me. I guess the other thing, though, is you hate to see more retail going away. And you certainly hate to see people being displaced from jobs.
Yeah, yeah. That part is, I don't think we can just skate past that part, you know? I think that's an important part of this. It's just a shame because it's self-inflicted. Could they have gone out of business in the next 5-10 years? Certainly. You know, I think a lot of businesses had to see that coming and stuff and plan preparedly. But this didn't have to happen the way it did for those employees. This is management just not doing their job. And that's what it always seems to be this way, where mismanagement or the person at the top is not is doing what they want or is lives in a bubble or something like that, and they don't suffer. It's the rest of it's their employees. It's the rest of the people that do. We just see this with sports owners. You know, you got to sell your team, Daniel Snyder. You've done too many wrong things. Your punishment, $6.8 billion. I hope you learned your lesson. I hope you learned your lesson, Mr. Snyder. You'll never do anything bad again. It's a weird, you know, kind of way this thing is. We, through the pandemic, we saw CEOs getting, like, you know, pay raises and stuff, even though we would see like that same company suffering or having to lay off a ton of people. Look what's happening to 3M right now. That is not being talked about enough. There's a lot of that stuff that goes on with these companies. How about now we go from that to fancy dinners. Nice. That's a perfect segue. Tough choice. Send your kids to college or have one epic meal. Come on. Think about it. Think about it, huh?
TikTok.
What do they really learn? What do they really know? I'm joking. Obviously, I'm kidding. Fancy dinners in space are coming in 2025. Unfortunately, we won't be having pigs in space. Or kind
maybe.
Of.
Maybe. We made
bacon.
They might serve pork.
Some bacon,
you never know.
Some pork, yeah. That was bad. For low price of just $132,000 per person. That's all it'll cost you. That bag of change. You got that on you, right? No, none of us have that on us. In fact, the only people that can afford that are going to be eating alone because there's only going to be like 3 people
Although,
in that room.
So this is being, you know, spun as a meal, but I wonder if you were to take a private shuttle, you know, SpaceX or whatever, whichever one, into space, I can't think it's going to cost you less than that anyway.
A company in France called Zefalato will start sending giant balloons to the edge of space with a capsule underneath that fits up to six people. If you want a private dinner, it's around $800,000 to book the whole thing.
That is crazy. So it's like a, I'm getting a visual of a blimp.
Yeah, yeah, me too.
That's kind of neat. I mean, it's not absolutely. First of all, I don't have that kind of money. Second of all, right. I would never spend it in that way, but it's kind of neat, kind of a pushing the boundary thing, yeah, you know?
Yeah. It's different. Once you're there, you'll get to hang out for 3 hours, have dinner and drinks, and then slowly descend for another 90 minutes. I kind of like the slowly descending part.
I don't know if I do. I kind of like the let's just get back.
Yeah, that too, yeah. The lame part is it's not really space, so you won't get to experience weightlessness. Actual space starts around 60 miles up.
On the edge
of
space.
You'll be above 98% of the atmosphere, though, so the whole sky will look black. And 15 miles is high enough to see the curvature of the Earth.
Oh, that's
sorry,
cool.
Flat Earthers.
That's cool, though.
Yeah. Actually, it might be worth this just to bring every flat Earther up there and say, look, for the love of God, look.
Just use all your money that way?
Yeah.
Sending them up?
Yes. Might be worth it. Might actually be worth it. They say the meals will be cooked by famous French chefs, but there won't be any cooks or servers on board, just two pilots. So it might be a fancy reheated dinner.
So then, okay, do the pilots like get up from piloting to serve you your meal? Because that's troubling.
That does seem troubling. That is not a good thing.
If they are the only two staff,
that's hilarious.
I don't know.
The first flights are 2 years out, but they've started letting people pre-book. Just make sure you've got that $11,000 deposit ready to go. Man, I can't.
I don't know. Whatever. I mean, I think this is one example, but there's plenty of things like that, right? That for some people that does fit in with their world, and it seems outlandish to us.
I am not a fan of telling other people what to do with their money, but at the same time, what the what?
Just, so you're not gonna tell them what to do, you're gonna tell them what not to do?
Yeah, I mean, kind of. Be like, you know, I'm admitting my hypocrisy in this, absolutely. I'm being completely hypocritical, but it's just, come on, man.
You know, that there is something intriguing about, take the price tag off of it, okay?
Yeah, okay,
but there's something intriguing about just being on that edge of not nothingness, on the edge of vastness, you know. I don't know, but where you're just kind of
really
like dangling there,
yeah,
but yet you can see the Earth and the curve of the Earth, and I don't know, there's something pretty cool about that, actually.
Absolutely. Like, you did this the perfect way. You take away that price tag, all of a sudden, I'm all on board on this. I couldn't wait to do it. I'll sign up right now.
I still want to come back a little faster, though, than just drifting for
90
minutes.
I guess, that does seem a little. If the conversation's flowing, you maybe not notice it as much. But,
maybe.
Yeah, I could see that being a little. But I'm with you on everything else outside of the price. I just no way. Even if I had the money to, like, you know what, I feel like doing this. I don't know if. You can take the poor person out of the projects, but you can't really take it out of their livelihood. I don't know, even if I was rich, Steve Jobs type money and stuff, if I could really spend like that. I don't think I'm built that way. Could I throw that money to a charity? Absolutely. Yeah, I could see doing that. But spending that kind of money on myself so that I can go to, like, I can't even, not even go into space. But I'm going to the atmosphere. My buddies would never let me hear the end of that, by the way.
What if it was your only vacation, so to speak, even though it's in a short window of time? But you know what I mean? Like, what if it was your one thing in 10 years and you had Steve Jobs money? I mean, I don't even think you can even speculate on it because you really don't know.
No, you're right.
You know, I was just thinking something. We might have missed something when we were doing the National Day of thing.
Yeah.
Because we were, I don't know, distracted by thighs and tappers.
Yeah.
But today is Arbor Day.
Yeah, we did touch on it a little bit, but I wanted to take more time to talk about it because our mayor.
Because of the proclamation.
Yeah, and I want to wrap up with our good stories of the day and stuff. So we will touch on that when we come back. And plenty more in the 9 o'clock hour. We got Maria Hartley, Miss Wisconsin Rapids, joining us in just a few minutes on the morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio.